I'm very, very pleased that the House of Representatives approved the bridge loan for the automakers. This is the least we can do for the middle class, and I urge the Senate to pass it as soon as possible. It is critically important that we do not allow GM, Ford, or Chrysler to be staring at bankruptcy as we close out this year of 2008. I mean, you're starting 2009, everyone's trying to get their balance sheets in order, they're trying to see where they're going to get credit, trying to see how they're going to maintain their manufacturing base. This bill is a great bill to help them out. Remember, it's a loan. I expect that the federal government will be paid back with interest just like we were in 1979 when Congress loaned Chrysler $1.5 billion. It was paid back in less than 4 years with interest. 30 years later, the auto industry, not just here in this country, but throughout the world, there are nine other countries that it either has or is considering loans to their domestic auto maker to get them through this rough spot. You just can't go out and borrow $7 billion at 40% or 30 to 40% interest and expect them to turn a profit. It just can't do it. That's why the federal government has to step in and guarantee these loans. I'm pleased the House of Representatives passed the legislation. I'm proud to stand up for middle-class workers. You know, I didn't vote for the Wall Street bailout. In a Wall Street bailout, if you take a look at it with the bonuses, just the bonuses, the top five financial houses paid in 2007, a bonus for every one of those employees averaged over $200,000. The median income in my district is $48,000. So when you talk about bailing out Wall Street, where their bonus is four times greater than what the average income is in my family, in my district, it doesn't make sense. When their bonuses is four times greater than the average income per household in my district, there's no way I could vote for a Wall Street bailout. We've put all kinds of conditions on this loan to the big three for a oversight board. They have to prove their viability. We're just not giving the money away. It's with interest. We'll make some money on this. Let's rejuvenate the middle class. Let's rejuvenate the auto industry, and let's bring the American economy back to where it should be on the forefront. I'm tired of seeing notices in our district, small automotive plants from Boyne City, Colin, to the iron ore mines in the Upper Peninsula laying off because of the crunch in the auto industry. Let's stand up for America. Let's stand up for the middle class. Let's stand up for working men and women. I urge the Senate pass this bill immediately.